He was afraid if Zero stopped, he might never get started again. "We're almost there," he said. He wondered which was closer, Camp Green Lake or Big Thumb. "I really have to sit down. Just see if you can go a little." Zero collapsed. The shovel stayed up a fraction of a second longer, perfectly balanced on the tip of the blade. Then it fell next to him. Zero knelt, bent over with his head on the ground. Stanley could hear a very low moaning sound coming from him. He looked at the shovel and couldn't help but think that he might need it to dig a grave. Zero's last hole. "And who will dig a grave for me?" he thought. But Zero did get up, once again flashing thumbs up. "Give me some words," he said weakly. It took Stanley a few seconds to realize what he meant. Then he smiled and said, "R-U-N." Zero sounded it out to himself. "R-un." "Run." "Run." "Good." "F-U-N." "Fun." The spelling seemed to help Zero. It gave him something to concentrate on besides his pain and weakness. It distracted Stanley as well. The next time he looked up at Big Thumb, it really did seem closer. They quit spelling words when it hurt too much to talk. Stanley's throat was dry. He was weak and exhausted. Yet, as bad as he felt, he knew that Zero felt 10 times worse. As long as Zero could keep going, he could keep going too.